This is a week when it was hard to keep track of all the important confirmation hearings going on in Washington, so we're going to take a few minutes now and listen to some of the key moments. Dr. Ben Carson went before the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee. He's nominated to be the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. For the most part, Carson's hearing was non-confrontational. He was asked about his views on public housing and mortgages and about lead in old houses. He was also asked by Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren about President-elect Trump's real estate empire.
If you are confirmed to lead HUD, you'll be responsible for issuing billions of dollars in grants and loans to help develop housing and provide a lot of housing-related services. Now, housing development is an area in which President-elect Trump and his family have significant business interests. Can you assure me that not a single taxpayer dollar that you give out will financially benefit the president-elect or his family?
Well, Senator, I was worried that you wouldn't get back. Thank you for coming back.
I'm back.
I can assure you that the things that I do are driven by a sense of morals and values. And therefore, I will absolutely not play favorites for anyone.
Dr. Carson, let me stop right there. I'm actually trying to ask a more pointed question, and it's not about your good faith. That's not my concern. My concern is whether or not among the billions of dollars that you will be responsible for handing out in grants and loans, can you just assure us that not one dollar will go to benefit either the president-elect or his family?
It will not be my intention to do anything to benefit any American.
I understand that.
It's for all Americans,
but
everything that we do.
Do I take that to mean that you may manage programs that will significantly benefit the president-elect?
You can take it to mean that I will manage things in a way that benefits the American people. That is going to be the goal.
If
there happens to be an extraordinarily good program that's working for millions of people, and it turns out that someone that you're targeting is going to gain $10 from it, am I going to say, no, the rest of you Americans can't have it? I think logic and common sense probably would be the best way.
Dr. Ben Carson talking at his hearing. There were also exchanges at Rex Tillerson's hearing. He's the former CEO of ExxonMobil and is Trump's pick to be Secretary of State. In his time at ExxonMobil, Tillerson has had significant business dealings with Russia, which was a concern for many on the panel, including Republican Senator Marco Rubio.
Is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
I would not use that term.
Well, let me describe the situation in Aleppo, and perhaps that will help you reach that conclusion. In Aleppo, Mr. Putin has directed his military to conduct a devastating campaign. He's targeted schools, markets, not just assisted the Syrians in doing it. His military has targeted schools and markets and other civilian infrastructure. It's resulted in the death of thousands of civilians. This is not the first time Mr. Putin is involved in campaigns of this kind. Back when he was just appointed prime minister before he was elected, and I'm sure you're aware of that period of time, there was a series of bombings, and they blamed it on the Chechens. And Mr. Putin personally said that he would punish them, and so he ordered the Air Force to bomb the Chechen capital of Grozny. They used Scud missiles to hit hospitals, the city's main outdoor market, packed with shoppers. 137 people died instantly. They used thermobaric and fuel-air explosive bombs. These are the bombs that ignite, and they burn the air breathed in by people who are hiding in basements. They used cluster munitions. He used battlefield weapons against civilians. And when it was all said and done, an estimated 300,000 civilians were killed, and the city was completely destroyed. By the way, there's credible body of reporting, open source and other, that this was all those bombings were part of a black flag operation on the part of the FSB. And if you want to know the motivation, here's what it is. Putin's approval ratings before the attacks against the Chechens was at 31%. By mid-August of that year, it was at 78% in just 3 months. So based on all this information and what's publicly in the record about what's happened in Aleppo and the Russian military, you are still not prepared to say that Vladimir Putin and his military have violated the rules of war and have conducted war crimes in Aleppo?
Now, those are very, very serious charges to make, and I would want to have much more information before reaching a conclusion. I understand there is a body of record in the public domain. I'm sure there's a body of record in the classified domain. And I think in order to deal with a serious question like this,
Mr. Tillerson, what's happened in Aleppo is in the public domain. The videos and the pictures are there.
Fully informed before advising the president.
Well, I encourage you. There is so much information out there about what's happened in Aleppo, leaving the Chechen issue aside. What happened there is clearly documented as well. There's so much information out there. It should not be hard to say that Vladimir Putin's military has conducted war crimes in Aleppo, because it is never acceptable, you would agree, for a military to specifically target civilians, which is what's happened there through the Russian military. And, you know, I find it discouraging, your inability to cite that, which I think is globally accepted.
Trump's nominee to lead the Central Intelligence Agency is Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo of Kansas. He testified yesterday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Pompeo said he agreed with intelligence reports that Russian President Putin was behind efforts to undermine the U.S. presidential election. Pompeo split with Trump over the use of enhanced interrogation techniques, or torture. During the campaign, Trump said techniques like waterboarding work. Here's Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein questioning Pompeo.
I want to ask one follow-up question to what the chairman asked, and that's dealing with those enhanced interrogation techniques. And that is that if you were ordered by the president to restart the CIA's use of enhanced interrogation techniques that fall outside of the Army Field Manual, would you comply?
Senator, absolutely not. Moreover, I can't imagine that I would be asked that by the president-elect or then-president. But I'm very clear. I voted for the change that put the Army Field Manual in place as a member of Congress. I understand that law very, very quickly and am also deeply aware that any changes to that will come through Congress and the president.
And regular order.
And regular order. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Absolutely. With respect to the outlines of what's in the Army Field Manual, there's no doubt in my mind about the limitations it places not only on the DOD but on the Central Intelligence Agency, and I'll always comply with the law.
Another question. How will you handle the president-elect's refutation of the intelligence community's high assessments that Russian intelligence units, namely the GRU and the FSB, did in fact hack and spearfish into the campaigns and parties of both political parties this past campaign season?
Senator, as with, I think I answered Senator Warner the same way, my obligation as the director of the CIA is to tell every policymaker the facts as best the intelligence agency has developed them. With respect to this report in particular, it's pretty clear about what took place here, about Russian involvement in efforts to hack information and to have an impact on American democracy. I'm very clear-eyed about what that intelligence report says, and I have every expectation as we continue to develop the facts, I will relay those not only to the president but the team around him and to you all so that we all can have a robust discussion about how to take on what is an enormous threat from cyber.
One more hearing we want to take a listen to was that of Senator Jeff Sessions, who's been tapped to be Attorney General. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham asked him about his views on having a religious test for immigrants.
Muslims. As you know, me and the president-elect have had our differences about religious test. Would you support a law that says you can't come to America because you're a Muslim?
No.
Would you support a law that says that if you're a Muslim, you say you're a Muslim, and when we ask you, what does that mean to you? Well, that means I got to kill everybody that's different from me. It's okay to say they can't come.
I think that would be a prudent decision.
I hope we can keep people out of the country who want to kill everybody because of their religion. I hope we're smart enough to know that's not what most people in the Muslim faith believe.
Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Jeff Sessions on Tuesday. Confirmation hearings continue next week, beginning with Secretary of Education nominee Betsy DeVos and Secretary of Commerce nominee Wilbur Ross. And we will be following all of the hearings here and now.